This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Give the telephone numbers here in just a moment where you can call to interact with us. The us tonight is Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And there is some absolutely huge news. And no, I'm not talking about the announcement by the Ninth Circuit Court, although we will get to that.
That was kind of a big one.
Well, there's something even bigger, if you can believe it. Bigger for the Libertarian Party, specifically.
Of New Hampshire.
Specifically of New Hampshire.
I may have seen something on this online.
Bright and early this morning. Actually, it wasn't bright because it's overcast and snowy here in New Hampshire. But early this morning, I was up at the New Hampshire State House for a press conference, and we have audio of that that we will share from the press conference. The big news, New Hampshire now joins Nebraska as the only state with a sitting state legislator. In Nebraska, it's a state senator, only because they're unicameral, so their legislative body is called right. The Senate. And here in New Hampshire, a freshman rep, Caleb Dyer, formally announced that he has left the Republican Party and joined the Libertarians.
Republican? I thought he was a Democrat.
Nope.
No, he is a Republican.
He was, okay.
He was actually the one, I was sitting next to him and I chatted with him last week and testified on one of his bills.
You mentioned that online. Yeah, I saw that.
Very cool. Yeah, very that cool. Bill being the
body camera
police
one.
Body camera. And it's a lot different than most of the police body camera bills, to where mm-hmm. most of them are, let's just put body cameras on all the cops and have roaming surveillance. Because somehow roaming surveillance 24 hours a day is better than stationary mm-hmm. surveillance.
Now, this bill was just like the department
targeted at the bad cops.
Yeah, people that had substantiated complaints filed against them. So.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. Let's jump into some of the audio from this press conference this morning.
Before we do that, I mean, yes. It seems like the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire seems to have some fresh life. It's
yes.
been a while since the Libertarian Party here has really done much of anything.
And why do you think that is?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe we have more people that are hearing the message of liberty and thinking.
Well,
maybe
we also
I should look
have
at the Libertarian.
I do think that you should look at the Libertarian Party.
And I do think this last election had a lot to do with it. I think Gary Johnson and Bill Weld like getting that national media attention for a while there, even if you know it was just for a couple of months in the summer. You know when we really had some momentum going. I think that that got a lot more people looking at the party than ever
and
before.
And also having an executive committee that actually responds to emails and answers telephone calls.
That's a big one.
And oh, but the national party?
No, for the state party, mm-hmm. Where for several years we had a state chair that his average response time to emails was plus or minus a month. As the chair since September,
there he goes.
Saw the previous chair at Liberty Forum last weekend, and he said, oh, I have some mail for you. Some of the mail included checks that had been written in March, April, and May of last year. One of the checks written in January of last year. Uncashed.
Well, out with the old, in with the new. You know, there's only moving forward. Cut the dead weight, weed the garden.
When you're waiting over a year to cash checks, That's not good.
Well, I was just going to tease the hell out of this for a while and come up with every other possible reason, but I would like to say that our own Daryl W. Perry stepping up, taking a leadership role, and Roger Paxton as the assistant.
He's the vice chair.
Vice chair. I think has been a great move for the Libertarian Party and certainly is bringing some vigor back into the process and into what they're capable of doing. So congratulations, Daryl. Today was a big day.
Thank you. Now let's jump into, and this is not the full press conference. I have edited this down from like 13 minutes down to about 9.5. So it's most of it, but we'll kind of skip a little here and there. But let me just begin playing the press conference from this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for coming out in this blizzard. Definitely appreciate it. I'm Daryl Perry. I'm the chairman of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, which is the third largest and the fastest growing political party in the state. And for the first time since 1996, the Libertarian Party is once again a ballot-qualified party in the Granite State. Allow me to give a brief history before telling you why we're here. On July 16, 1991, Calvin Warburton, who was serving his seventh term as a Republican state representative, became the first sitting legislature, or the first sitting legislator, to switch parties to the Libertarian Party.
So that's interesting. There's a long history of Libertarian activity in the Granite State.
Yes, and even though former Representative Warburton was the first sitting state rep to switch to Libertarian, and he was in New Hampshire, there was actually an elected Libertarian from Alaska serving before Representative Warburton made the switch. So,
you know, what's kind of like interesting to think about is you know, how he got elected as a Republican. Was it Caleb, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how many people that voted for him only voted for him because of a letter? Because as of right now, the only thing that has changed about him is his party affiliation. Like, he's still the exact same person with the exact same intentions. The only thing that's changed is his party. So it makes me wonder if he ran the exact same way just as a Libertarian, he probably would have lost a lot of votes.
Probably.
Because there's people that just vote party line.
Possibly. And
he
also
gets into that in the press conference.
He does.
Which I did watch.
But, you know, also he would have had to have spent a lot of time petitioning just to get on the ballot instead of actually doing campaigning. So, you know, the fact that the Libertarians now have ballot access, it's really going to give us that advantage that we need to where over the summer, instead of, you know, struggling to get on the ballot, our candidates will be able to actually wind up petitioning.
So how does that change here in New Hampshire now? Because I know that we needed, what, 3,000? Because a couple of my, of the people working on my mass team, we came up here
together. Now we don't need petitions at all.
None.
We just pay filing fees.
Right. So, for example, depending on, and it's any position that's partisan. So, for example, a few years back, I ran for sheriff of Cheshire County.
Mm-hmm.
And just that,
that's the county where this show originates from.
Yeah. So I figured, okay, I'm going to run. I'm going to run as an independent. I'm not going to choose a party at all.
So you don't have to, like, you can just run independently as a Libertarian. You don't have to, like, file the papers with everybody's names on them.
Yeah, I didn't run as affiliated with any party whatsoever. But even if I had been running as a Libertarian, I was still required to go out and get 150 signatures from registered voters. That lived within Cheshire County. So that was the bar. It was 150 different people, which doesn't sound like a lot until you actually go out there and...
Especially knowing what the petitioning process is here in New Hampshire, and you're not allowed to walk around with a stack of voter registration forms to where if somebody says, I don't think I'm registered to vote. In most other states, you can say, well, fill this out, and then you can sign my form. Here in New Hampshire, you have to say, go to your city or town clerk and tell them that you would like to register to vote, and then come find me again, and then you can sign my petition. But to ask or answer your question where you said, does the party, you know, say, here's the list of our candidates? No, because unless the law changes, people will file at for the Libertarian primary the same way they would file for Republican or Democrat, to where they go file and say, this is the primary I want to run in.
Hmm.
Yeah. So very interesting, and we'll get more of this press conference and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, robots stealing government jobs?
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get back to the press conference from this morning announcing the newest member of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire and the second sitting state legislator in the country, Caleb Dyer. I was at that press conference because, well, I'm the chair of the state party of the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire. We'll get back into that. But before we do so, I want to make sure that I tell you about my razor. I've been using Harry's for a while. It's a good shave. What I really like about it, the price on the replacement cartridges. These things are incredibly cheap. I just had to buy some replacement cartridges. Got 8 of them for $16. Used code FTL. Got a free shave balm, or post-shave balm. And they have free shipping on all orders over $10. Now, what they're really wanting is, if you've never used Harry's before, they want you to try it out. And they're willing to let you try it for free because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades. They want you to try your first shave for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of Free Talk Live, go to harrys.com right now. Enter code FTL at checkout to get that free post-shave balm. That's B-A-L-M, not bomb, as in something that goes boom. Free post-shave balm. Again, use code FTL. That's harrys.com/FTL.
You know how I knew when they had a great business model? It was a couple of years ago, but I was buying razors in a CVS or someplace like that. And I'm looking around, and they have like the cards, like you have to grab a card and go take it up to the front counter.
Yep.
And I'm like, really? And I asked the clerk, I'm like, why is this something that I have to take a card up to get? She's like, when we didn't have this, they were the number one shoplifting item. Because the price is so ridiculously high on razor blades.
Yeah. And for Harry's, you can get it $2 per replacement cartridge.
Now, do they market them for men and women?
Probably. I'm sure that you could use it to shave your legs.
No, I only ask because I read this thing one time that, like, on a certain razor brands, they would, like, for the exact same razor that was, a different color.
If it was pink,
it was, like, $3 more.
Brilliant. Henrietta's or...
No, Harry's.com. Use code FTL. Let's get back into the press conference from this morning announcing the newest member of the Libertarian Party, specifically State Representative Caleb Dyer, announcing his switch. And there's, you know, a nice statement from Caleb. We're still in the middle of my introductory statement. We'll continue here. And let me make sure that I press the right button in the right place.
In 1992,
there we go.
Warburton was reelected to the New Hampshire General Court. He was
Warburton being the representative that switched parties in 1991 as a sitting state rep serving his seventh term.
He was joined by three other Libertarian state reps, Andy Borsa, Don Gorman, and Finley Rothaus. And those four formally organized the Libertarian Caucus of the New Hampshire General Court, with Don Gorman serving as the Libertarian Minority Leader.
Now, one thing that is interesting there is there were actually three caucuses of the legislature at the time. There was not just the majority and the minority. There was the Republican caucus, the Democratic caucus, and the Libertarian caucus.
Now, let's talk about why we're here today. For the first time in more than 20 years, the New Hampshire General Court will have a Libertarian state rep serve the majority of their term as a Libertarian. Caleb Dyer is a fine example of the rare legislator who confidently puts principles first and foremost. I welcome Representative Dyer into the Libertarian Party with open arms, and I hope that by 2018, the New Hampshire General Court will again have an officially recognized Libertarian caucus. Before Representative Dyer comes up to make his statement, please welcome Arvin Vora, the Vice Chair of the National Libertarian Party.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you to all those who are here today.
Now, Arvin Vora came up from Washington, D.C. for this press conference. And, well, because of Snowmageddon 2. Is that what we're calling this? Snowmageddon 2?
Oh, please. It was some snow.
It was right, but like 1,700 flights were canceled as of early this morning.
I think I'm getting a little too New Hampshireized.
It's yeah, I know. Like, I'm a New Englander. We just expect snow. It doesn't shock me.
It's like, oh, well.
Well, his flight wound up being delayed or canceled so severely that he's not actually heading back until tomorrow. But I do thank him for making that trek up here.
Another day out of D.C.?
Yeah, I mean,
what's not to like?
Any day outside of D.C. is a good day, I think, is the official slogan of D.C. Let's continue with Arvin's statement.
Thank you to those who are watching this on Facebook, who are watching this through the blog, members of the press, those who've assembled here. Thank you for being here today to witness an important moment in libertarian history. The last year has been, without question, the most libertarian year, the most successful year for the Libertarian Party in its history. We've had more registrations than we've ever had before. Our numbers of supporting and donating members has skyrocketed. The number of people running for office has gone up to levels that I've never seen before.
And that is something that, you know, a lot of people don't really pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people that, you know, somewhat pay attention to politics, they'll just look at who won or who lost. They don't pay attention to how many people are running. And I would dare say that, you know, the average voter has no clue if their state rep was even opposed in the most recent election. The average voter has no clue whether or not their member of Congress had any opposition in the most recent election. They just look at, oh, well, you know, they got reelected, so therefore that must have been what people wanted. Well, you know, in the case of, I think it's generally about a quarter of legislative races, there is no opposition. So it's no wonder that so many people get reelected, right?
Yet everyone's got an opinion.
Right.
And then you've got another huge chunk of the districts to where it's a safe district to where that legislator's going to get reelected no matter who runs against them.
Hey, if you're listening to this right now, like just next election, just run. Just put your name on there. Don't even do anything. Just put your name there and you might win.
It might make a difference.
Could be the worst thing that could happen to some people is getting elected. 855-450 free. More from the press conference and your calls and thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too.
Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Oh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to IdentifyEPI.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit IdentifyEPI.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the big news for the Libertarian Party, the announcement this morning that sitting state representative Caleb Dyer has announced his switch in parties from Republican to Libertarian. We were going through the press conference. I've actually condensed what we're going through a little bit more than what I already did. That way, you know, no more sitting through, because, you know, we kind of kept pausing a little bit more than I thought we would. We in studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And let's get back to, this is the statement by Libertarian Party National Vice Chairman Arvin Vora, who was giving a statement just before Caleb gave his.
And he's no soft libertarian, let me tell you that, for those of you who are wondering. No. Caleb Dyer is a real libertarian. He's a voluntarist libertarian. He's something that talks about, that fights for the real principles of real libertarianism.
And then I believe I've cut this to the beginning of Caleb's statement.
Cool.
Good morning. I address you today, while the other members of the chamber participate in their caucuses, to inform you that I am no longer a registered member of the Republican Party. I have made this decision after weeks of internal deliberation and consultation with trusted friends in the chamber. I believe that it is time to demonstrate to the people of New Hampshire that such a duopoly of partisan interest, which presently controls this House, is not in their interests.
And that is a very powerful statement.
I thought so.
Yep. Yeah, well said.
Because there are so many people that, you know, they just accept the two-party system as, well, that's what we have because... And the people that know a little bit about elections will say, we've got a two-party system because of this thing called Duverger's Law.
Yeah.
That
well, think
seems
about it.
To exist only in the United States. And, Chris, you've heard of Duverger's Law before, correct?
Incorrect, Daryl.
I thought
absolutely.
You had.
Absolutely.
No. Like, if you think about it, right, like when you go to a supermarket, like name one thing that you only have two choices of.
Coke and Pepsi.
No, because
sorry,
you have
RC
Sprite.
Cola.
Yeah, you got Sprite. You've got
even in colas, you got more choice.
Yeah, cola.
But it is. Cola. I mean, it is really. I think what's fallen apart because it's this year in national politics has been no better example in my lifetime of how a country becomes fragmented, partisan, and it's just fractured. It's right down the middle. You're either on one team or the other.
I mean,
you're
I thought
on
it was
the
pretty cool
team.
That, like, you know, even Jill Stein was, like, another candidate that was out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That having, like, we really had, like, four candidates.
Oh, I know. But
and
in
you had
the
that
end,
weird McMullen, McMuffin guy.
There were actually...
Popped up out of nowhere.
There were actually 24 candidates that got at least 1,000 votes, which is the most ever.
My point is when you have the two major parties that control, you know, 90X percent of this... And you have an entire populace that, for the most part, not entirely, goes to one camp or the other. Look where we're at.
Right.
Look at the news every single day.
And again, this is because people buy into the whole, if you're not this, then you're that.
Right.
To where, you know, people always say, do you like Coke or Pepsi? Well, there's RC Cola, there's Dr. Pepper, there's Mountain Dew, there's all of these other things. But Coke or Pepsi?
There's Moxie.
Do you like...
I don't drink soda, honestly.
You know, and there's just always this duopoly of choice that seems to really only exist in the United States. To where in Canada and the UK, they have a very similar voting system, first past the post of whoever gets the most votes wind up winning the seat in the district. But yet Duverger's Law does not seem to apply there. Duverger's Law... is the claim that, you know, given a plurality voting system, that you will wind up having only two political parties. But again, that seems to only apply in the United States.
Gotcha.
In
only
Canada,
in
Canada, they have either five or six political parties consistently represented in their parliament. The UK, it's very similar. The difference in those two countries is that every candidate has the same requirements for getting on the ballot.
Right. And I think it's interesting, too, when I watch other countries, is that you do see coalition building. It becomes necessary that if you want to win an election, you've got to come together with one of those other parties that's sort of like yours and your people are... kind of close. Maybe you're not dead on all issues, but you got to compromise. And
yes, and Caleb touched on building coalitions in his statement.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think I've jumped to that point. Let's play just a little bit more, and then that will be it for what we play here on the air. We will post a link. I believe it's already been linked to on the Facebook and the Twitter for Free Talk Live. But let's jump back into just a little bit more of this press conference from this morning.
It is no secret that the majority is deeply divided along principled lines. In many ways, the growth of this division is representative of the shift in the attitudes of the people of the state. Instead of embracing this division and building a coalition from it, the leadership has kept their internal opposition at arm's length, expecting them to fall into line with the party, even against their principle. By doing this, the leadership has alienated a growing portion of the electorate that installed them. In order to ensure the adequate representation of these principled interests in the legislature, it is necessary to organize members of this internal opposition. While I commend the efforts of the House Republican Alliance and the Republican Liberty Caucus, I do not believe that organization within the structure of the Republican Party will be sufficient to compel leadership to be attentive to our objections to their priorities.
And that, again, another very powerful statement, to where he's basically saying, quit trying to work within the Republican or the Democratic Party, because the establishment within those parties is going to silence your dissent.
Yeah, and not to make this all about New Hampshire, and it's certainly not all about New Hampshire, but we saw that in a local right-to-work vote, too, where, you know, we had what we thought.
Maybe we should all just do this. We should all just, like, register as Republicans or Democrats, and then the day after we get elected, just roll over.
Just flip it.
We should.
But yeah, it shouldn't be a surprise. It's not a surprise. We know what's coming. We just hope to affect change where we can, get the right people in there.
And then you had mentioned the right to work vote for people that may have heard the term but don't fully understand what it is. What is right to work?
Be my guest, Earl. You'll explain it better than I do.
Well, I was hoping that you would explain, but I can.
Yeah.
Right to work, and there's a difference between what right to work actually is and what supporters of right to work say it is.
Yeah.
What right to work actually is something that would prevent a business owner from requiring union dues if he wanted, but it would also prevent a union from forcing people to join the union.
Which I agree with.
I agree with that part. Now, the issue is, and the reason that the unions are against this, is the unions say, well, this allows freeloaders. Because there's a federal law that says if there is a union, then the union must represent everyone, whether they pay dues or not.
Right.
So instead of, you know, trying to fix the federal law, people are trying to push through state laws that sometimes may actually be worse than the problem that currently exists.
Yeah, and this is a trend across the country. There's been a lot of backlash against unions. Personally, is my own personal opinion, I'm not a fan of unions. I belonged to one union in my life, and that was it. Musicians.
How
union.
Was your experience?
Short. I did it so I could play at certain clubs. That was the only reason I ever did it. But if they're in the private sector, I don't really have an issue with it. I have a serious problem with government, private sector, public sector.
And let's
unions.
Talk about public sector unions and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. How would you like to save 5, 10, 15, 20, 25% on everything that you're going to buy from Amazon? Well, you can. I know it sounds too good to be true, but you can do it. I believe in you. And because I know that SaveItPurse.com exists. I actually had an order from SaveItPurse arrive today where I saved 20% on some nutritional supplements that I throw in my smoothies. And what happens with SaveItPurse, the way you're able to save this money is you've got to use Bitcoin, or as I like to say, you get to use Bitcoin. So you add things to your Amazon wish list. You then import the wish list to saveitpurse.com, choose your discount, and then you wait, and somebody that wants Bitcoin winds up paying a premium. They get the Bitcoin, Amazon gets the full purchase amount, and you get your items. Now, if you're listening on the ninth day of February, pay close attention, because on Friday, February 10th, you can actually save 7% instantly. Generally, their instant buy is 5%. They're actually doing a special promotion of 7% on Friday with the idea of you'll have the things in time for Valentine's Day. So if you're waiting till almost the last minute to buy something for your sweetie and you want to save some money and use some Bitcoin, go to saveatpurse.com and you can save 7% on Friday. So if you go there right now and it's still Thursday, then you'll still save a guaranteed 5%. And who doesn't want to save money? SaveAtPurse.com. Use your Bitcoin to save on things you were going to buy from Amazon anyway. We're talking about unions, specifically public versus private. And Chris, you had brought this up because there was that vote on right-to-work legislation here in New Hampshire, where we happen to live. And, you know, one of the problems with right-to-work is that it does infringe on, you know, basically private property by saying that, Chris, you as a business owner, if you decide that you want people that work for you to join a union, you're not allowed to do that.
Well, first of all, unionization, I think, is rarely ever generated by a business owner. It's usually generated by a union. You know what I mean?
Generally.
They come in. I guess there is that potential to occur, but I'm just not familiar with a single case of where a business owner voluntarily said, God, let me find a union to get in here. Now, there are benefits to working with union employees. You can negotiate a longer contract. You know, you can know what your labor rates are going to be.
What does get from, like, doing negotiations with a union? Does it get, like, financial reward from entering
Not really, but what it does is it provides you with a known cost of employment, a known cost of labor. You know what I mean? If I sign a 3-year agreement with you, Heather, and I say I'm going to pay you, you know, $15 an hour, then I know that at no time in the next 3 years is my labor cost going to go up. It just can't because you and I have signed an agreement. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but that's between the employee and the business, right?
Right. The
union
negotiates.
What does the union have to do with that?
The union would negotiate that on behalf of all employees. And they would say typically what a union agreement would be.
Because not every two employees are worth the same amount of money.
Oh, believe me, I get that. But that's part of the negotiation, too. How do we get rid of...
This is why the teachers union gives us some crappy teachers that we can't get rid of.
Right. Yeah. I was actually talking to somebody recently. They were telling me about, I think it was the New York City rubber rooms. They're called rubber rooms, to where there are teachers that have, you know, just performed so poorly, but there's a union, they can't be fired, they send them to these rooms and just say, fill out crossword puzzles today.
Yeah.
Because it's easier for them to just give them busy work to do than to try to fight with the union to be able to fire this poor teacher.
Yep.
That's terrible.
And it is. When I use the word poor there,
I'm not saying that the teacher is not wealthy. I mean that their performance is not good.
As somebody, I graduated fairly recently in comparison to some people in the room.
Oh,
but
here we go.
Yeah.
But
I had my 20-year reunion last summer.
I remember specifically teachers that, like, I felt smarter than the teacher.
Sure.
Sometimes. Where it was like they were reading a packet that, like, somebody else smarter than them printed out and handed to them. It was like script.
Yeah. And there was a committee hearing that I was at recently. I forget what the bill was on, but somebody was talking about a teacher. Somebody had a master's in English, and they were hired to be a geometry teacher.
Oh, God.
So the teacher was literally learning the subject as she was teaching it to her students.
Right, or reading out of the book. I get your point, and I'm not saying that I advocate that unions and guaranteed pricing raises and things like that are a good idea. Mm-hmm. But I am saying that people have a natural right of association, and if they choose to do so, if they choose to negotiate collectively for wages, and a business then chooses to enter into an agreement with them at their own peril, I'm not going to oppose that.
Does the teachers union apply to, like, teachers both public and private sector?
Generally, they represent public school teachers.
Only.
Yeah, I don't think there's any interest in the private schools.
I think there was something in California recently to where somebody was trying to create a competing teachers union. Mm-hmm. I forget the details of that, but it wound up going to court. Yeah. To where, you know, somebody was like, I don't want to be part of that union. I want to start my own. And another problem with unions is it's not just, you know, the people that want to unionize. It's once a certain threshold of people say, I want to unionize, then, well, sorry, Chris and Heather, you guys have to join the union now because a certain number of your coworkers decided that they want a union.
Yep. And as I was talking about the musicians union, like I said, I joined the musicians union for a short period of time. There were certain clubs that, you know, had been around for a long time, and if you, they only hired union. So, not a lot of choice. Don't play music.
There's a lot of weird things with unions to where, unless it's your job to pick up that cable over there and move it 2 feet, you're not allowed to pick up that cable over there and move it 2 feet.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter that, you know, your job is to take the wheelie cart from here down the hallway, and that cable is in your way, and if you just move it 2 feet, then you can get the wheelie cart past it. Nope. You're not allowed to touch the cable because your job is a wheelie cart man.
I'll tell you, my last job was with a, it was a union shop. You know, yeah, the people that were salaried, that were non-union, and then you had the union workers. And I can tell you, every conversation I had at senior levels of that company involved, how can we get jobs out of the places that are unionized and how can we move them to, say, Atlanta, where a shop down there is not unionized, or Mexico City, or Puerto Rico, or where can we get them out of the country so we don't have to deal with a union?
Very interesting. And it's not uncommon because wasn't it Boeing not too long ago decided that they were going to build a plant down in South Carolina because there was, you know, not a lot of unions down there.
Right.
And then the people in the union areas, they get all upset, and they're like, oh, you can't build a place where there's not a union because reasons.
Right.
We've got a union in this location, so therefore there should be a union in every location.
Now, do judges typically, like, rule in favor of unions and stuff gets challenged?
Well, there's a whole level of federalization that occurred under FDR. That's where we got the National Fair Labor...
National Labor Relations Board, NLRB. And again, one of the rules that the NLRB put down, I believe it was them, it could have been, you know, actually Congress passing this thing of if there is a union, then the union must negotiate on behalf of every employee, whether the employee joins the union or not.
Yeah.
And again, that's violating, you know, free association to where the union shouldn't have to negotiate on behalf of non-members of the union.
Right. It is insanity, and I think we all recognize the economic impacts of giving somebody a guaranteed job at a guaranteed rate, and what's that going to do from an Austrian economics point of view? It's not going to encourage hard work. We'll just leave it at that. But it's worse when it gets into the public sector.
Speaking of public sector, robots might be stealing public sector jobs, but will the robots unionize? We've got that story and your calls and thoughts.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.